on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I've got two tickets to paradise.
North to Alaska, I go north to Russia's own.
Welcome, 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 my friends, to the ethically sourced radio show, The Travel Guys, with Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. I've been waiting all week to say that. Thank you for joining me, or joining us, rather.
Can I come too?
Yes, you can. Thank you for joining us, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. By the way, you can follow along at travelguysradio.com. The ethically sourced thing has become so popular. You hear it on jewelry commercials, you know,
ethically
and
sourced.
Other things. So, you know, people want to know that that you're ethically sourced, Mark.
Right.
So I know you are. You know, there are no animals or anything harmed.
Well, you're
at
Romano Studios in and we might have to check with your wife on the ethics of that. But and I'm here at the Sports Leisure Vacations office. It is really pretty outside. Today is a gorgeous day. Plus, we have this tree right behind my office here that is like in full bloom. And the squirrels are all running around this morning. The squirrels and I are friends, but we probably shouldn't go into that because people who listen to the show will think I'm even crazier than I am. Hey, listen.
Yeah. Right.
If you're over, if you're a child of the 60s or the 70s, your music is being played on KVIE this week every single night. They are just blowing out all these old great Dolly Parton and the Bee Gees and the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. And somebody who was in their teens the other day said to me, I was rambling on about all of this great music, and they said, oh, it doesn't sound like there's much there for me. And I said, look, when you get a job, I said, send a few bucks every month to KVIE, because if you're lucky, when you get to be our age, your music will be there for you.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, no, it's been a great week. A sad thing happened yesterday. This doesn't have anything to do with travel, but it was a memory for me. Remember the Miracle on Ice hockey game in 1980 in the Olympics?
Yes.
Russians and in the U.S., and the Russians had beaten us for every year forever. And these kids that were up against Russian all-star professionals, and they had no business really being on the ice with them, and somehow they beat them. And that the famous night when Al Michaels was the announcer, and he, as it counted down, he said, do you believe in miracles? And what was arguably one of the best lines ever come upon by a sports broadcaster. Anyway, the guy who assisted on the game-winning goal passed away last week. And I just, as a sports fan, that was like, I wasn't a big hockey fan then. But most of the people who watched that were not big hockey fans.
Absolutely not. They were Olympics fans. They were American fans. They
That's
were United
it.
States fans. We got to see our country, you know, set the world on fire. And we can't forget it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Mark Pavlich passed at 63. So anyway, that was just a blast from the past here from the old guys. Let's talk about some things maybe that people are more interested in, like the travel news.
Let's do it. Top of every Travel Guys radio show, we bring you up to date on the travel news. With that, here is Mark. Mark?
Yep. Guys babbling about old hockey games. Europe is saying, here are the headlines from the Washington Post. Europe debates vaccine passports as a way to save summer tourism. Here's one from another travel entity. European Union announces plans for digital COVID-19 vaccine passport. Are you getting a theme there? Google says, what are travelers thinking right now? Travelers are thinking that that vaccines and some type of verification should be tied to them. This is a number, according to Google, the number of people who have searched vaccine-related travel has been on a steady uptick over the last 1, 2, 3 months, according to this cool little chart that I've got here. And the European Union, indeed, one day they said they had plans for a passport. By the 24 hours later, several countries were already saying that they were already compiling lists of countries that they were going to accept people from right now. And so there is going to be some type of travel, passport, vaccine, verifiable thing. And to those who are anti-vaxxers or don't want to get this or are suspicious of it, all I can say is that you know, personal decisions sometimes have consequences. I mean, you, in some cases, you may not be able to go or do exactly what you want to go or do. And in some places, you may be able to test and prove that you are safe and be able to go to that venue or go on a trip or whatever it is you want to do. But it's going to be a disadvantage, I'm afraid, for those who like to travel. If you're not willing to get vaccinated, it may be a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, I'm thinking that that may tip the scales into, gee, I think I'll get this vaccine after all.
Yeah, it might for some people, especially since we arguably have had fewer problems even than were anticipated with the vaccine so far. Are Americans waiting for vaccines to travel? It appears as though that could be the case. The number of people who have made reservations or are planning on a spring break, and remember, these tend to be younger folks who are a little less concerned, perhaps, about some of the protocols, and the bookings in Florida at beach hotels and the like are down by about 25% over what they were last year. And remember, last year, that was just when this was all starting to explode. So it appears Texas beaches, same way. In Texas, they're saying, well, maybe it has something to do with the storm that we had. But it appears as though Americans may be holding back and on travel for the next month or so in anticipation of the possibility that it will be safer to travel a little bit down the road and not very much down the road. Hey, listen, I want to mention a couple of things. We'll save this. We'll save it for the Smarter Traveler segment. Just a couple of things about gift cards and travel scams and things like that out there that you need to be aware of and be very careful of. So Google also says, by the way, that travelers are looking to stay closer to home than they have previously. Travelers are not going to venture quite as far. It looks like in the first half of the summer, there is a definite downtrend towards cruise ships for 2021. However, there is a definite uptrend towards cruise ships for 2022. And folks are saying, well, they think that the cruise lines will be safer, that they're going to figure this out and that there will be safer. And of course, as more people are vaccinated, then you get closer to that often used phrase of herd immunity. At least there will be fewer places for the virus to go. And all of the medical experts tell us that is going to work out well. So anyways, that's it looks like that if you're not willing to get some type of vaccine and you want to travel, you're probably going to be looking at doing a lot of testing. And it's probably likely that these tests are going to be available at home. So you may be able to do them yourself overnight and you'll be in business. An update from the theme parks in Southern California. We mentioned this, Tom, about California Adventure opening up for kind of a shopping and dining experience. I think you mentioned that your daughter had gotten in for that.
She is on board. My Disney daughter is going to be making it happen. We'll have to get a report from her.
Absolutely. Well, the parks down there, the Southern California parks, can open under the red tier, which most of them are now under, at 15% capacity. At the orange tier, they're allowed 25%, and the yellow tier, 35%. That's really conservative. I wonder if they can make any money or if they can lose less money open than they can lose closed. I think that's probably...
That's a good question.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it's going to come down to is, and also the visual. If you're open going into the summer, no matter what level you're open at, I'm going to suggest it's probably a little bit better than being closed into the summer. The open sign, I think, has some value. And if you ask the hoteliers and the restaurateurs around there, around Disneyland, of which there is a ton of them, if they'd like to see the park open even on a very limited basis, my guess is that the answer would be yes, that they would be happy to see something of that. Something.
I agree. Yeah.
All right, and that is your travel news, my friend, for today.
And we are the Travel Guys on your radio for today. Coming up after the break, we're going to head off to the Big Apple, New York City. Talk to a guy about, well, you know, I've crawled out of a pub, but I've never been on a pub crawl.
This is really cool, though.
This is a Broadway pub crawl. It's virtual. It's on St. Patrick's Day. We'll tell you all about it coming up right after the break here on the Travel Guys.
Start spreading the news.
Hello there, it's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the Travel and Entertainment Guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, it's been a while since we've headed to New York, hasn't it?
It has been. It's been a while since most anybody has headed to New York.
Well, why don't we at least do that virtually for a little bit? You have a special guest for us. Go ahead and introduce our guest and let's get started.
It sounds good. Tim is a guy who has been working on Broadway for a little more than a decade in lots of different ways. He's created some great walking tours he's going to tell you about. But what really got my interest was a new walking tour that he's just come up with. And he'll tell us about that, too. And just as we were talking before the interview here, Tim turns out has a connection to Sacramento. Tim Dolan from Broadway Up Close. Welcome to the Travel Guys.
Hey, thank you for having me virtually from New York City. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for joining us today. So, Tim, you take people on walking adventures, I'm guessing mostly around Times Square. But tell us a little bit about your company and how you got started.
Yeah, so we started in 2010. I'm an actor by trade. I mainly do musicals. I sing, I act, and I tap dance a lot. And so in the world of the musical life that we live, we have lots of what my parents would call financial instability, what I call financial flexibility. And so our insane schedule and our insane lives allows for us to do a lot of different things. And so in 2010, I just finished a show called Altar Boys, which is my Sacramento connection. I got my union card at Sacramento Music Circus doing the show that I had done on tour. And then they asked me to join the New York company. And when that portion of my life finished, I decided I'm going to start this company. And so we take you theater by theater in the New York Broadway Theater District, and we tell you all the histories, the ghost stories, the fun facts, all the things you didn't know that you really want to know about our 41 Broadway theaters. And it started, I'm insane and I'm an actor and I didn't know anything about business when I started. Now I'm a sage businessman. But back in 2010, I had no idea. I tap danced. So I'm an idiot. The first tour we ever did was 7 hours long because I did every theater on the first tour. And so I've gotten better. It's shorter. My friend was like, it's good. I just think shorter. And so now we have, we've broken that original tour into many different tours that take you geographically through the theater district. So we have 5 exterior tours. 4 of them in Times Square. One of them is downtown in the financial district. It's called the Hamel Tour, the tour where it happens, which is all the sites and making of the musical Hamilton in the locations where it actually happened in New York City. My ex and my best friend were both in the original cast, so I was a fly on the wall for the creation of Hamilton the musical. So it's a lot of good insidery stories, a lot of history, some incredible photos, and so those are our exterior tours. So it's a good mix, some ghost stories, some history, some fun facts, some the insanity of our theatrical lives, and we have a really good time. I'm biased, absolutely, but I think we have a really good time.
So, wow. So COVID didn't just hit your walking tour business because there's nobody in Times Square going to theater and being a tourist and stuff like that. But I guess your day job kind of went down the tubes, too.
Yeah, in our industry, you're called a triple threat, meaning you're equally talented at singing, acting and dancing. And last March, on March 16th, when I shut down my business the weekend after Broadway shut down, I remember thinking to myself, God, I'm a triple threat of a different way. My entire performing career is now gone. My industry is gone. My tourism industry is gone. And New York City is gone in a moment because we're the first ones hit. And I remember closing up. I have a gift shop. I remember closing up our gift shop, furloughing my staff and saying, we'll see you in 2 weeks because it was only going to be 2 weeks initially. And I said, I don't know what I'll do for 2 weeks, but we'll figure it out. And then that 2 weeks, of course, turned into a month, and then that turned into 6 months. And then now here we are, we're coming up this week is a year later. And it has been the craziest year of my entire life. But, like any resourceful actor, we're used to periods of things not going so perfectly always. So you adapt or you die. And thankfully we've adapted and we're making it work.
And so, yeah, it's can't keep a good man down type thing. So you come up with something a little bit different. You've done it a few times already, and there's still at least one opportunity for folks who are listening to be part of this. And it really sounds very creative and very cool. And having talked to you a little bit now, I'm absolutely going to be a part of it. So tell the folks who are listening about the virtual Broadway bar crawl.
And so we started just doing the tours that we always offer, but I started to realize that I'm not limited any longer by location, by physical distance between places, which I normally am and constricted by when putting a new tour together. And so I thought, well, there's these restaurants, there's these iconic theater watering holes that have been part of our industry. I'm going to do a Broadway bar crawl. And obviously it's virtual, so you'll just drink by yourself and get as drunk or not drunk as you want and in your living room. And I'll be over here in my living room drinking my Bud Light. And we can drink together couch to couch from, you know, opposite sides of America or opposite sides of the world. We had someone in Romania joining us on our last one. And I thought, how funny. I've never drank in New York City with someone in Romania at the same time. But this is 2020 or 2021. This is our lives now. And we put all these stories together of the most famous theater restaurants that changed the theater district's history, from a bowl of matzo ball soup to a steak at Keen's to a beer at Sardi's in the middle of the theater district. And so it's lots of stories, lots of history, lots of human stories of entrepreneurs and restaurateurs making their mark on the theater district. And so it, within the same vein of theater, but something a little different, and then, you know, Bud Light involved.
We're talking with Tim Dolan. Tim is the owner of Broadway Up Close. And Tim, we're talking about some of Tim's walking tours now, which have become kind of a virtual thing. This new thing, a Broadway bar crawl. Tim, you told me you're going to do one on St. Patrick's Day. Is that still a plan?
Yeah. So we launched just last week, and we had incredible attendance, which makes me smile. And with lots of drinking happening around America, and then because of drinking and because of St. Patrick's Day and our company's brand is green, all green. I'm working with Playbill. And so through Playbill, we're doing one more virtual Broadway bar crawl on St. Patrick's Day on that night. So if you aren't going to parades because of COVID and all of this, you can sit in your living room and drink with me wherever you are in the world.
So what does this cost, the virtual Broadway bar crawl?
Yeah, this one coming up through Playbill is $12.99. It's about 75 minutes total. It does not come with drinks. You provide the drinks, BYOB or BYO wine. And but $12.99, it'll be the best $12.99 you've spent in a long time, I promise.
Yeah, well, it's cheaper than one cocktail in anywhere close to Broadway. What a great deal. Now, listen, if you're listening to the program right now, besides the fact that we'll put a link to Tim's website, and what a great guy to do a virtual bar crawl on St. Patrick's Day, a guy with the last name of Dolan. It's possible there could be some Irish involved there. We'll put a link to both his regular website and to the bar crawl there, to the souvenir shop, in case you have something. Maybe you know somebody who has a special day coming up and you want to get them something for a birthday or an anniversary or something like that. This would be, and they're a Broadway fan. This would be a great opportunity. But anyway, so much for the commercial. I think that this would just be fun, and I plan to be on it myself for $13. Heck, you could throw more than that away at Starbucks one afternoon. So that sounds really cool. So, Tim, Broadway is hopeful of getting back open this summer. It looks like kind of on a limited time basis. What do you hear? What do you know?
Yeah, so, they just put an announcement that as of April, we can do 33% capacity. So that, you know, Broadway can't open at that. Broadway, it's really an all or nothing. The financial model of Broadway does not lend itself well to a global pandemic. This morning I had an in-person tour for a family from upstate, and they, you know, I said there hasn't been this many people walking around these sidewalks in many, many months. And so I have lots of hope. I think I wake up and say every day, I look at my French bulldog and I say, we're one day closer to Broadway. But I think by the time the year is out, we'll be sitting in a theater in New York City in Times Square and hopefully hosting you on a tour before you do that.
Yeah, Tom, you've been kind of quiet here while you've let the two New York guys ramble on. But I would say that Tim's assessment is just running it through my brain here really quickly. When Broadway theaters open, first when they announce that they're going to open, and then when they physically open, that will be a huge marker.
Oh, yeah.
For the whole process of everything. When television comes on and shows people going into Broadway theaters, that will be a sign that we have reached level whatever that we need, because that will also be you know, Broadway theaters are also, there's theaters all over the country and ballparks and, you know, and bridge games and rotary meetings and all kinds of things where people gather inside. Tim, it's really been a pleasure to talk with you today.
Thank you.
If with your permission, when we get a little closer to Broadway actually opening and stuff, I'd love to get with you again. And first of all, find out what creative thing that you've come up with, but also to talk with you a little bit about it. Good luck to you on your multiple careers there in New York City. And I'm sure that our paths will cross again sometime.
I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. One day closer to Broadway. Let's do it.
There you go. I love that line. One day closer to Broadway.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
It was a fun interview.
A lot of people's jobs and livelihood depend on that. Yeah, wasn't that a fun? I cannot wait. I've got a link. I'm going to the Broadway pub crawl, and I'm not even a pub crawler, and I can't wait for it.
There you go. Way to go, Mark. Mark doesn't drink, but he still does pub crawls. All righty, let's see. Coming up after the news, it's the Smarter Traveler segment. Stick around. Stuff to learn right here on the radio on the Travel Guys.
Amarillo by morning.
Hey there, my friends. Welcome once again to the ethically sourced radio show, The Travel and Entertainment Guys, with Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano. Mark, last week, about this time, you had your very first bus trip of a group of sports leisure vacationers headed to Nevada. Yep. How did that go? Did they get back? Everybody... Have a great time.
Everybody who left Sunday came back Friday night. So they all seemed pretty happy, 20 of them. And, you know, they left with masks on and returned with masks on. And they I couldn't tell if they were smiling, but they seemed reasonably jovial when they returned. Our next trip is folks fly down and spend 4 or 5 days exploring the desert around Palm Springs, Joshua Tree and a bunch of other places down there. A lot of them are outdoor places and stuff. And then we have a couple tours that we hope to get off in April. So things are looking up. The phones are ringing and people are asking, what things there are. They're putting their toe back into the water to see what the temperature is. So we'll see.
There you go.
More 88 million doses of vaccine given, and now that's going up 2 million a day. So I think
I love it.
Something weird doesn't happen here. We're headed in the right direction. Listen, let's do a couple makeup things about the news here before we lose track. Since I lost some of the news, I mean literally lost it while we were reading it. Couldn't find it, and then you said to me during the break, you know, what about that Sacramento Cancun flight? You didn't mention that. So anyway, JetBlue is flying to Cancun 3 days a week from Sacramento, and they're also flying back, which is good news, 3 days a week, because if you got down there, you'd want to get back. And looks like Monday, Wednesday, Saturday for now. Fares as low as $169 each way. Keep in mind now, this is not a puddle jumper to Southern California here or to Baja California. This is 5 hours to Cancun one way and 6 hours back. So think about that when you're picking your seat and deciding whether you want the extra legroom that JetBlue used to be so famous for.
Really? It's 5 hours from here to Cancun?
Well, go look at the map, dude. It's below Texas.
Well,
so it's 3.5 hours to Dallas. So, you know, you got to keep going from there. So,
first
time we've ever had nonstop service is the airlines, you know, are poking around and trying to find markets that, you know, might not exist, but kind of cool. New service to Cancun for the first time. Also, we mentioned in the headlines that Marriott is paying their employees. They're paying them the equivalent of half a day's pay. So to go and get vaccinated, this tells me that the people at Marriott get it.
Mm-hmm.
They know that they want to be able to go out there and say to people, look, our staff is safe. So this is another reason you will be safe at our hotels is because we have taken this step to make sure that you're safe. It's one thing to say it, but these guys are you know, they're saying, here, go get vaccinated, and if it takes some time off of work, don't worry about it.
Brilliant marketing ploy.
Not a ploy, a brilliant marketing plan.
It really is.
They're investing in their immediate future.
And, well, they should.
We mentioned about the Disneyland's California Adventure opening up. Universal Studios Hollywood is going to open up with a food and shopping event similar to the event, Tom, you were referring to at the Disney's California Adventure Park. Universal Studios Hollywood is going to open on March the 12th, so that's next Friday. Disney is going to open theirs starting on the 18th. Knott's Berry Farm opened up with their annual Boysenberry event on Friday night. So mm-hmm. there you go. Our man, Joe Brancatelli, who's on our program from time to time, Joe is absolutely a hoot to read. His stuff costs a little bit a year. It's, I don't know, $60, $70, $80, but it's well worth it because Joe has an opinion every once in a while, being from back on the East Coast, and he's not afraid to state it. And so some of the airlines gave out some bonuses last week. Delta Airlines, this is how Joe put it. Delta Airlines, armed with a new management incentive program, is awarding managers, directors, and senior vice presidents one-time payouts of ranging from $8,000 to $250,000. Delta lost $12.4 billion in 2020, so, you know, bonuses are certainly justified. Tongue-in-cheek. American Airlines has granted packets of shares to many of its C-suite executives, among them Chief Executive Doug Parker, the President, Chief Financial Officer. American, of course, is the worst-performing carrier by many measures. So, again, totally justified payouts for bonuses. So Joe is just poking a little bit of fun there. Yeah. And United Airlines got fined $49 million for committing fraud in this is a misprint in Postal Service contracts related to carrying international mail.
Okay.
So million. I don't know about you, but the post office, if you just go down and mail a letter, if you mail a letter to me, it'll be here by June or July. I can pretty much assure you. Giants update. Let's get to the smarter traveler stuff now. San Francisco Giants are going to be allowed to have fans in the stands, just not very many of them. Their home opener is coming up on the 9th of April. They can have 15% capacity. So the Giants are going to have about 6,000-7,000 people in the stands for each home game, at least to start with. If they move down a tier, why, then there'll be more people. And, of course, we hope at Sports Leisure Vacations that we will be in the stands a few times over the course of the year. But the baseball season is coming, and some people are going to be able to get tickets. So first-season ticket holders, and then those of us further down the list will be waving our hands. I wanted to alert people to something. This is only mildly connected to travel. There are a couple of scams going on right now. One has to do with eBay gift cards, and it has been tied to travel in some cases. You get a phone call or an email from someone who says that, hey, here's this terrific travel deal. You can use it for the next 3 years, so you don't have to worry about COVID. It's air and hotel and everything for this fabulous price. The way you have to pay for it, though, is by with eBay gift cards. You don't have any eBay gift cards? Well, here's how you get eBay gift cards, the person is happy to tell you. And then if you're stupid enough to fall for this ploy, you get the gift cards, you scratch off the part that needs to be scratched off, you give them the numbers, and that's the last time you ever hear from those folks. So if anybody contacts you and suggests any type of a program that is a good deal, if you will just go buy some gift cards and give them the information on the cards, just know that the moment you give them that information, your money is gone forever. So gift cards to buy things from people on the phone or the internet, the big thing is no. Also, there's a real ID scam going on right now. Of course, hypothetically, we have to have new real IDs by the fall in order to be able to travel. I suspect that will get pushed back again because of the whole COVID thing. But once again, the folks are being contacted and said our records need to be updated so that you can get your real ID. And then when you fall for that, you're falling into the middle of a big pile of poop. So be very aware. Gift cards, particularly eBay gift cards and real ID, people coming after you for those two things, those are likely to be a scam. Just trying to keep you a little smarter here, even when you're not traveling.
There you go. Well, I have an aunt, and Aunt Gloria is like 98, and she answers her phone every time it rings, and then she calls me up and relays to me what somebody is asking her to do and whether it's a good idea, and it's always a scam. And so, you know, if you do have elderly family members, protect them the best you can, my friends.
Yeah, well, okay. We're just stupid people.
I guess so. Coming up next, we got Randy Perugary. I refer to Randy as a legend. A lot of people would probably agree. We're going to talk about his brand new hotel. It's the Fort Sutter right here in Sacramento. And that's coming up in just a couple of minutes right here on the Travel Guys.
All the leaves are brown.
Hey there, my friends. It's Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano, the travel and entertainment guys, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And once in a while, we get the rare opportunity to talk to a legend, and especially one that is a local legend. And today, our special guest on the Travel Guys, none other than Randy Perigary. Randy, welcome to the Travel Guys.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you for that lead-in.
Yeah.
The legend lead-in.
It's an easy one with you, Randy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For those that are listening, just a little mini background. Randy and I met 50-plus years ago when he had a little club in town called the Parapau Palace Saloon, served beer and, I don't remember the beer, and peanuts.
Right.
In fact, there were lots
of bags of peanuts.
Where was this establishment located?
It was located at 30th and O Street, not too far from where I'm located here at Perigary's and the new hotel. That's it. 30th and O is on the east side of the freeway over by where Epi's used to be. And those peanuts, by the way, Tom, we've sold a bag of peanuts, a little brown paper bag like you get at a produce department. And they're in the shell, and they were 5 cents a bag. Theirs were a quarter.
There you go. And that was about all Randy had to pay us for our band to drive up from Modesto to Sacramento and play. And we would have probably played for free at that particular time because we had an opportunity to play at a place where you could play original music, where everybody else wanted cover bands. So uh-huh. Randy said, yeah, bring your little band up and set up over there in the corner and do your thing. So some years later, when I came to Sacramento, started my radio career, I kind of watched Randy's career blossom from afar. Randy, in over that 52 years, bringing us to today, did you ever think that you, at this particular point in time, not only would you have a nice chain of local restaurants, hard to call it a chain, but now you have a hotel?
Yeah, that was not in my vision. I can certainly say that back, 50 years ago when you and I first met. I was a student at the time, and I think it was my way of making a living by opening this little bar, and I think I thought it was going to be temporary. I didn't know it was going to be a life career, and I certainly didn't envision a hotel in my future.
Yeah, so what, Randy, what makes a restaurateur, a man who I think most people around town would consider you the man who knows the business? You know, you've had a variety of establishments, you've had some success, and now into the hotel business, which might seem like a similar animal, but since I'm in the travel business, I can tell you that it's quite a bit different. You said it wasn't part of the original dream, and now you've got a hotel. So tell us, how did that come about?
Well, it's interesting. The reason it came about is because of the location of some property that I bought over 20 years ago, located across the street from Sutter Hospital. And I've put a Cafe Bernardo in that location at 28th and Capitol Avenue. And about 10 years ago, Sutter announced a gigantic expansion of their campus over here and built an 800-bed hospital and a lot of ancillary services, hospital services and cancer treatments and just about everything has to do with medicine. And there was no location for patients' families to stay. It was nearby, no visiting doctors, pharmaceutical salespeople, anything associated with the medical and specifically Sutter. So just sort of common sense that, hey, this really could be a great location for a small hotel. We are only 105 rooms. It's not a gigantic hotel. But it just, identifying opportunity, I guess, is what it was. And the way I approached it is I demolished my building and purchased another building adjacent to it to get the footprint large enough to build a hotel on. And the approach was to build a new restaurant on that property and then just happened to put 105 rooms above it. So the emphasis was sort of easy for me because it was just building another restaurant that I'd done many times before. And it's interesting. We're a Hilton product. We're part of their Tapestry collection. We're called the Fort Sutter Hotel Tapestry Collection by Hilton. And when I went to my orientation in Hilton School, they will tell you that by far the hardest part of the hotel business is the food and beverage aspect of it. Running the dining room and the room service and the bar is a lot more complicated than operating the hotel. So that was the approach. Let's build a restaurant with a hotel above it. And that's what we have there today.
So you've opened a hotel during the worst health crisis in the last 100 years in the country. I guess that would kind of be called a soft open, so to speak.
Yeah.
But of course, at the rate things are going, it's entirely possible in a few months that people will be traveling and getting around way more than they were before this started. So you might be in the right place at the right time. Tell us a little bit about the hotel. If we were to stay at the hotel, what would we find?
Well, you're going to find, again, a 105-room hotel with a variety of different kinds of rooms. We've gone out of our way to bring in a lot of local artists into this project. And one of the things we've done on the upper floors 2 through 6, where all the rooms are, each floor has an individual local artist who's featured in those rooms on that floor. So the art, the paintings above the beds, the paintings above the desk, all come from a specific artist that's local. And as you get off the elevator to go into the corridor, going to the rooms, by the way, there's also a major piece of local art by that artist. And even on the key cards, when you go to your room with a key card these days rather than a key, it has a slice of that particular artist on that key card and a little biography of who the artist is on that floor. So it's pretty cool that people stay here at different times. It's not the same piece of art that you're looking at every time you come in. It is different.
If you're just joining us, our special guest, Randy Perugary, talking about his new hotel in downtown, the Fort Sutter Hotel. Randy, I understand that the artwork also appears elsewhere in the hotel. Tell us more.
And then downstairs in the main floor, we have a gallery in a hallway between the bar and the dining room. And those five artists will be rotating. That is an art gallery. So it keeps it interesting, too. We think we'll have some second Saturday events where the artists will probably make the change on a Saturday so that friends and family and different people can come and have an art gallery experience. And we have a lot of furniture that is made by local artists.
Yeah, it sounds like you've given the place some really local slants to it.
Randy, over the years, you probably have had a few unusual twists and turns, both in the restaurant business and now in the hotel business. You got a story that jumps out at you that you like to tell about your progression through your career?
Well, it's the biggest dramatic thing happened is right now. Is what we, you know, that's the standout is we, as you mentioned earlier, we're opening in the time of people not traveling and severe reductions of the amount of seating we can have in the restaurants, eating outdoors only, and all that kind of thing. So there's nothing that's ever matched this as a challenge.
Yeah.
But the silver lining is, you mentioned earlier, you called it a soft opening, and it really has allowed us to do a really good job of training our staff, and you know, it's not overwhelming. We're actually doing about 70% of what we had predicted in the restaurant. Restaurant is actually doing really well. We Bernardo's was there for 20 years. So by reopening, there's a tremendous amount of interest locally, just people in the neighborhood.
I wonder when John Sutter's birthday was or something like that. Maybe you'd be lucky and that'll fall right on the right day. You could have a birthday party for Sutter and open your hotel on the same day. I'm just rattling off the top of my head.
You're full of ideas, and that's what it takes. But what we need is a 25% interior dining, go to red tier, and we're pretty close. As you know, Yolo County got
absolutely
cut loose this week. We have a restaurant over there, so we're dining inside and in our Davis location, and Sacramento's not far behind. So if once that occurs, then we are going to look at the calendar and say, okay, boom, this Saturday night we're having our grand opening party.
As a tour operator, it is absolutely the kind of thing that I would be looking for. in a city, to be able to be within walking distance of one of the most popular attractions, historic attractions in town, lots of places to be able to eat within walking distance of the hotel and stuff like that. So, you know, someday we'll have lunch and talk about marketing to tour operators. In the meantime, we'll have Tom come down and wander the halls of the of the hotel and scare the hell. I mean, and tell us all about it.
I want to get him over. One of the attractions I want to let your listeners know about too, man, is, and they're getting ready to open too, is the B Street Theater is right next door to us. So they have two auditoriums in the B Street Theater complex. One, they do their plays in their theater in the round type of seating arrangement. Then they have a Promethean Theater next to it that seats 350 that they use for children's plays during the day. But at night, they book touring bands. Combined, they have 650 seats between the music venue and the play venue.
I sense a dinner theater and overnight package coming along here somewhere. Somewhere I can see.
Yeah,
Randy, thank you so much for your time today.
Pleasure. Thank you for having me on your show.
Absolutely. Randy Perigary. And once again, we're talking about his new Fort Sutter Hotel and all that is part of the Perigary world. Randy, I look forward to doing that walkthrough and keeping an eye on how things are going there. Absolute best of luck.
Thank you.
All right.
For sure.
You stay well, my friend, and thanks for joining us here today on the Travel Guys.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Well, there you go. A visit with a legend, Randy Perigary. I haven't seen Randy. I can't wait for you to get down there and walk through.
I want to do that as soon as it's safe. You guys can do. We'll do it live on the air. Maybe we'll even send Clayton with you. You know, he's a professional hotel inspector, sort of.
That would be wonderful. We'll do that. That'll be. We'll put that together in the next few weeks. Okay, Mark. Before we go, you wanted to mention next week's show.
Quick shout out. Next week we're going to have maybe some ladies from Nevada, from Virginia City, and also Steve Perillo from Perillo Tours. And also, if you're a sports leisure travel, your newsletter will be in the mail tomorrow. So some more travel news coming up. We'll see you next week on the Travel Guys. Dance like nobody's watching.
Thanks for joining us, my friends. We'll see you next week. Stay safe.
Turn around.